Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning, and welcome to a very special Monday tonight, Steelers Texans. It looks like Mother Nature overall is going to cooperate. No snow or high winds, so a lot of Pittsburghers will be looking forward to tonight's game. Take their mind off the gravity of what's going on around the country. Yesterday, about 1,000 protests, including one in Pittsburgh, where 1,600 people were estimated to be demonstrating peacefully downtown against what's transpired in Minneapolis in particular and with ICE. And then new mayor Cory O'Connor stated on Thursday,
we are not going to have that partnership in Pittsburgh. If you're coming from another country, we want Pittsburgh to be your home, and we want to be welcoming. We know that we can grow our population by more people moving here.
And the question was, how would he handle the issue with ICE? Joining us, Todd McCollum is chairman of the City of Pittsburgh Republican Committee and on our live stream at kdkradio.com. And that's thanks to Metropolitan Window, also our KDK Radio YouTube page. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Couple of days into his first term as mayor of the City of Pittsburgh, Cory O'Connor managed to raised some eyebrows, certainly with the Republican Party here, and you posted a reaction to that, and I'd like for you to share.
Well, we think that the mayor needs to be more clear on what he means by that he doesn't want to cooperate with ICE. The more that we see how ICE and municipal police work together, Larry, or not work together, we have more questions about that, because it would seem that a cooperation agreement would be needed for any municipal police or state police working with ICE. And is that what he means, or does it mean that in the normal operation of police patrol and investigations, that something reasonable would not be referred to ICE?
So, Todd, share some of the background that you have in law enforcement. I think that's an important element.
My schooling is in public service administration with an emphasis on criminal justice. I was a police officer for 15 years, a couple of years in the Mon Valley, and then 11 with the City of Pittsburgh. Some health problems caused me to retire much earlier than I had anticipated, but I still keep up with you know, what goes on in the city police department.
So as a trained law enforcement officer, you can see that the country seems to be on edge, and these demonstrations, protests, most have been very peaceful, to be clear. But otherwise, what's your personal reaction to what you've seen as a response to what happened in Minneapolis?
I don't think the needle's being moved by all these protests, Larry. I think we're entrenched as a society politically. We either agree or don't agree with any given issue. The protests themselves probably didn't move the needle for anybody.
What kind of training do ICE agents have? I think there's a misnomer about that. What are the entry level requirements compared to training for a police officer, in your case, ended up in the city of Pittsburgh or any other organization? What are the standards of training?
Well, I can't speak to their standards of training, Larry. I know that when I was there and it was a post 9/11 situation, we had some familiarization with federal law, but not to the point where we would be able to go out and actively do ICE investigations. Larry, we run a podcast as the city committee, and we've had within the past month Joseph Patrick Murphy on. And he's no stranger to your station. He's been on, you know, many, many times. I've listened to him. And he's the leading authority of immigration in the Pittsburgh region, in my opinion, and seems to be on your radio station as well. And he explained to us that there needs to be a joint agreement, a task force, if you will, where municipal police officers would go and be trained to enforce immigration and customs rules and laws. If the city or any other municipality chooses to not send anybody to that training, that would be their administrative right, and we're not upset by that. Again, what I would ask is that, what do you mean by the city will not cooperate with ICE? If in the course of a DUI accident, like what happened in Dormont in late in the fall of 24, the county police investigated a fatal hit and run accident, and in the course of that determined that an illegal immigrant was involved in the accident and turned it over to ICE and the appropriate authorities. That needs to happen for the purpose of public safety, Larry. We just have an interest in getting the people who should not be in the country and doing things illegally. We want them out. We want good faith. We want good faith neighbors. We don't, as the mayor said, we want to be a welcoming community, but we want the good faith involved in it as well, that they've gone through the proper procedures.
Have you had a chance, and I assume you will at some point, to speak to Mayor O'Connor about this issue?
I have passed Mayor O'Connor a couple times. He's familiar with me. I'm familiar with him. We have a cordial relationship. I would have no problems talking to him about this. But what I would ask, and it is important here because we're talking about these protests. You know, why is the city of Pittsburgh an account on social media advertising a social disobedience class? And right now, more so than how Pittsburgh is going to operate with ICE, we're asking why is that an issue that needs to be promoted by the city of Pittsburgh itself?
Well, I hope you have a chance to speak with Mayor O'Connor soon. Obviously, this is a critical situation around the country, and appreciate your time today, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Larry, for reaching out and having me on. Go Steelers.
we can all agree on that. Todd McCullum, City of Pittsburgh Republican Committee on the Big K Morning Show. We're electronic show in Las Vegas, and we have the inside track, Paul, as you know. How about Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru, just completed his 59th year at CES in Vegas, man. And he joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Welcome back, Doc. Hello, Doc.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. So overall, what, 59 years, how do you like it so far?
I love it. I'm still doing it. Oh, my goodness.
So Paul, yeah. Aaron, and I are dying to hear what are some of the highlights that you encountered this year, because we're hearing back here all week about robots, but there's so many other things involved.
There are. Oh, yeah, there's a ton of stuff involved. And I sent you a list, but I think ideally what's so important, Larry, really, is that, you know, by the way, 147,000 people attended CES, four-day show. I can't see it in 4 days, but it's back to pre-pandemic days, by the way.
Well, that's good news. So
yeah,
what's going on? Tell us.
Well, AI is still the buzzword. No, you know, from laptops to laundry, everything, they, at least the manufacturers say, they have AI in their product. Some do. Some, I guess, are getting there. But no question, robotics were pretty much the story at CES. And LG had a robot called Cole ID, and it folds clothes. They're basically seeking what they refer to as a zero-labor home, meaning the robot will take over all the things you don't want to do.
I like that, that theory. Paul, would you like one of these robots?
Yeah, I detest folding the laundry after it comes out of the dryer. It's no fun.
It is no fun, and people don't want to do it, you know? So it's an ideal thing. By the way, we talk about TVs all the time, and LG showed something called Micro RGB. It's a brand-new TV technology. Now, RGB, anybody in the electronics area knows that it means red, green, and blue, which are the three major colors. So they're bringing out a television. These are LEDs that provide better contrast, deeper blacks, and perfect color rendition. Not available yet, but we'll probably see it sometime in the summer. And again, it's called Micro RGB.
So the question I have is, if you see this new Micro RGB television is on, displaying something, and you got another nice TV next to it, could you tell the difference?
You could, no question. Now, Larry and I have talked for decades about OLED, organic light-emitting diode, still the best TV available. And what they're saying now is that the new RGB television is going to rival that technology. So, that, you know, they keep raising the bar. Every time I go to CES, it's so exciting and exhilarating for me because I see all this new technology, and the message is we're not done. The bar keeps raising, the ceiling keeps raising, and they're going to continue to introduce the best products they can, which is amazing.
And in another category, the automotive tech, which I always love too. What's new, Dr. Frank?
Absolutely. Well, China really dominated the vehicle. You know, the auto shows, Larry, you know, really, as we've known it in the past, I think that's really they're disappearing. I mean, they're getting smaller. Not that many companies are attending. CES has been now the stage of where you want to show automotive tech. And China has a product called Geely, G-E-E.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
LY, and they stole the show. You should see these vehicles. I mean, they're SUVs, and they have one for $30,000 that would rival anything being introduced at this point in our country that could be $50,000 or $60,000. Unbelievable.
I thought they couldn't sell Chinese vehicles here.
Well, I think that's going to change. I think, you know, we'll see what happens. Like anything, it's all politics, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? For sure.
But anyway, GM, Stellantis, which is really Dodge, Chrysler, etc., they weren't there. Ford wasn't there. But by the way, Ford is introducing a brand new technology. They think they'll have it in probably less than a year. And it's called Eyes Off the Road. In other words, you don't have to look. You just sit there. You can read a magazine. You can talk to somebody. You can send a text message. And the car drives by itself.
So I'm looking at your list of bullet points here, Dr. Frank, and it says that something that was big was this thing called Jenny by Tombot. What is that, and why is it a big deal?
Well, it won the Best of CES award. That is the top award. In other words, all these manufacturers, I think you guys know, I mentioned before, I'm a judge for the Innovation Awards, and many, many companies, we're talking hundreds, will submit an application for their product. And you always want to be at least at the top of a category. Well, Jenny, this is it's a robotic dog, won the Best of CES. That's a top award. And Jenny's really designed for seniors with dementia. It sits on your lap, a chair, or a table, not on the floor, by the way. But if you want a dog without the responsibility of owning the dog, feeding it, walking it, etc., Jenny's available this summer for $1,500. And it's so cute. I mean, it's really a cute little dog. It's, you know, I don't know how else to explain it, but when I first saw it, you just warm up to it. It's really cool. And I sent you a short video that you guys can look at even later.
I'm looking at it right now. You're right. It's an adorable little robot dog.
It is. And what's so interesting about it is that it's for people that basically want companionship, but they don't have family members. Maybe their wife or husband passed away, and they could have mobility issues. And it's really adorable. So if you pet it, or you can talk to it, you can rename it too. So it's called Jenny, but if you wanted to rename it, you know, Max or whatever, I mean, you can do that. So the tech has gone to the point where robots are here. Some people say, never going to happen. Well, we said that about a lot of things 10, 15 years ago, and look at where we are today.
Yeah, Paul and I are here. And you can also go to What's New Dr. Frank and check out the LG 4K OLED Zero Connect Wallpaper TV.
Wallpaper?
And the Mobis holographic windshield display, talking about cars and innovation. And what are you doing next, Doc?
Well, I'm going to rest for a little bit. I'm exhausted. I mean, you know, I'm up probably at, 6, 7 a.m., and I go till 6 or 7 p.m., and then there are different press conferences afterwards. So, you know, a manufacturer will have a special press conference at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever. So it's probably a 14-hour day for me when I go. But it was you saw the year, 59th year at CES.
Congratulations. So that's pretty awesome. Appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk again soon, Doc. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you got it. By the way, Larry.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, you asked the last time we spoke, you said, Doc, I'd love to have a playoff game in Pittsburgh. You got your wish, buddy.
Tonight, baby. Here we go. You're right. Yeah, that's... everybody's talking about the game.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Need to win one now.
What's new, drprank.com. From the people who just joined us, every Monday at this time, we check in with the one and only Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. And that is Brian, who founded this great way for you to figure out how to retire safely. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy Monday to you, man.
I feel like every time you're on, I go to class, and it's a good thing, you know? And
well, that's, yes, right.
And today we're going to talk about annuities.
Yes, my favorite topic.
I mean, people hear this stuff, and I know it's really easy, especially the younger you are, but as you approach, and the younger you are, should be the best time for you to prepare for as you get older and approach retirement to put all these things together. But it's easy for a lot of people to just, I don't understand that, push this aside. So why do annuities scare so many people?
Well, they scare people because they're completely misunderstood. And I had to make a stance probably back in 2005, 2006. You know, when I was looking at the investment portfolios that were being created at the financial firm I was working at, and I realized that the market predicted whether or not someone was going to run out of money or have enough money for retirement, I started looking at things differently. And first off, annuities are not investments. And so I actually agree with that criticism where someone might say to somebody, well, an annuity is a terrible investment. I agree with that criticism because an annuity isn't designed to grow your money like stocks. It's designed to insure your income. Think about it like this. You insure your car, you insure your home, you insure your health, because if something bad happens, you don't want to financially destroy your life. So an annuity does the same thing for retirement income. It protects the most important thing that we all need protected, and that's your paycheck. Even if the market crashes, even if your account balance goes to zero, with an annuity, the income keeps coming in. No investment portfolio can make that promise. And by the way, you know, we've all been told not to sign a contract. Contract is one of the most powerful things you can sign because it's a binding obligation between you and the insurance company for them to pay you, just like your life insurance. Nobody worries about their death benefit being paid, right? So with an annuity, they're going to continue to pay you. Or you can think about it like this, rental property. How many people go out there and go, you know what, maybe I'll buy some rental properties for some cash flow. But think about an annuity like rental property that cash flows without the headaches of having tenants or having to get a call in the middle of the night that the basement's flooding. A lot of the fear comes from people lumping all annuities together and focusing on the worst products ever sold instead of how annuities actually are supposed to be used as income insurance.
So why do we hear that so many big investment firms and financial personalities telling people stay away from annuities?
Well, first off, it's a great marketing scare tactic, right? It gets people's attention. But because of incentives also, most investment firms, keep in mind, are paid based on assets they manage. You know, 1% of the assets being managed. So the money stays invested, they get paid. When money is turned into guaranteed income, what a lot of people don't understand is that leaves that invested portfolio and they no longer can earn a fee on that. And so their fee structure dissolves. That doesn't make them bad people, but it does mean their perspective is not neutral. They're comparing annuities to investments when they do completely different jobs. You know, investments, I believe in the stock market. I like investments. We recommend them. They're very important to the overall portfolio. But investments are for growth. Annuities are for certainty and guaranteed income.
So,
and the smartest retirement plans, Larry, I will tell you, they use both. They protect the income first, and we invest the rest for growth.
So I would imagine when people come to you, they say, okay, obviously they share what they have, whatever that is, right? Highs and lows, yep. Portfolios, do they have a pension? Do they have a 401? Do they have any other investments? Are they invested in the K-1s? All this stuff, what's your current payroll?
Yeah.
You know, take all this stuff. Right. You got to lay that out, and that's where you come
all in. All of it, yes, yes. I mean, without understanding first where all of your income sources are coming from, and there's a lot of times we might meet with folks, and they might be one of those rare people out there today that do have a pension. You know, a lot of teachers have pensions. So you look at a lot of teachers have a pension, right? Plus, you know, they've got Social Security on top of that. So when you start to add all that up, you go, well, they have enough money enough guaranteed income that they don't need to protect in their money in an annuity because they just don't need the additional cash flow. But there's a lot of people out there that don't have that guarantee of that pension. All they have is Social Security. So they have what we call an income gap, meaning, you know, their Social Security is only going to give them, you know, between them and their spouse, maybe $4,000 a month, but their bills are $6,000 a month. So enough money needs to be protected in the annuity to generate that guarantee of $2,000 to get them to $6,000. And then the remainder of the money, go for it, invest in the market. But when you invest in the market, you're actually going to be able to follow the fundamentals of investing, and that is being able to stay invested for the long term, not sell when the markets are down, and not pull money out and destroy your compounding interest. See, a lot of people don't realize when you start pulling money out, you're destroying the compounding interest of that investment portfolio. So by having both, you're essentially creating what I call a barbell strategy. Safety on one side, risk on the other, and that's going to give you that peace of mind in retirement. And if you haven't ordered my book, I would tell you go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, or you can call our office at 724-382-1298. My book, Right Track Your Retirement, will explain all of this to you. And again, you can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com.
Brian, thanks. Appreciate the work you do. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Take care. Have a great day.
Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, and brought to you every Monday at this time with education on what to do to plan for your retirement.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.